What's up, everybody? It is a Friday afternoon, and man, we have made it through another week. I don't know about the rest of you guys. This is kind of a rough week. I got to be totally honest with everybody, but I'm glad we're here to Friday. Stoked to get to the weekend. My boys, the Foos Fighters, are playing tonight at the Belly Up, so I'm going to go jam out with those guys and a big weekend planned, and then a great football Saturday and Sunday. So we'll get to all of it coming up in the show. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. I remind everybody that tomorrow, Saturday, if you're loving college football and all these championship games, or maybe it's Sunday, the NFL games, great place to watch the games is 7 Mile Casino, because while you're there, you've got Sammy's Restaurant and Bar. You know about that. You got blackjack, poker, table games. So great food, great games, all the football games you want to watch. 7 minutes from downtown San Diego, 7 Mile Casino and 7milecasino.com. Hey, we got some great sponsors, and we'd really like to give them some shout-outs, and we always ask that you support them. I'll start off with West Coast BBQ Shop. Hey, this weekend, if you're thinking about it, like, look, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to get for my mom, my dad, my son, my daughter, grandma, grandpa, whatever it is. If somebody in your family loves cooking, loves to be a grill master, come on down to West Coast Barbecue, West Coast BBQ Shop, 2330 Proctor Valley Road in Chula Vista. Now, look, for people who live in North County, San Diego, it's a little bit of a drive. But for those of you that live down in the South Bay, this is your spot. But I'm telling you right now, anybody who lives up north, it's worth the drive down south. Italian pizza ovens imported literally from Italy, and they're big. I mean, they're part of like an outdoor kitchen. Grills, big green eggs, accessories, talked about rubs and sauces, westcoastbbqshop.com. Check them out online. Now, speaking of other people I want you to check out, iThriveMD. Just talking about them earlier today with somebody. If you are feeling a little sluggish, tired, maybe experiencing some depression, maybe brain fog, certainly a low libido, come on in to iThriveMD, 858-240-1497, 858-240-1497. Make an appointment. Your testosterone treatments, best price in San Diego, and shop around if you feel like you need to. But I'm telling you, the highest level of service too, okay? A real medical professional facility with doctors taking care of you, talking about your wellness and your longevity. Your testosterone is just one small piece of the pie. iThriveMD.com/Kaplan, 858-240-1497. I invite everybody to make an appointment. Torrey Holistics. Hey, we have a new promo code. Holidays, H-O-L-I-D-A-Z-E, holidays, 20% savings when you spend $75 or more. And like I've been telling you guys for the week, if you have a friend or a family member that absolutely loves weed, this is the greatest gift you can give them. And you're saving 20% when you spend $75 or more, which you're very likely to do. Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, you know the story, 858-376-1299. You're looking to buy, sell, refinance, position yourself possibly to buy. You call Gary Cooper. He takes care of everything. And then when you get into that new place, you call Corky's Pest Control. You don't need ants, spiders, rodents, termites. You got any pest control problems, Corky's got the solutions. 1-800-901-1102. It is Friday. We got a great show coming up. I'm psyched and ready to roll. Beer Friday returns today. Let's get going. Yo, great friends. What's up? It is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. We come to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com, just 7 minutes from downtown San Diego. Tomorrow, you may want to watch college football all day long, including San Diego State, Utah State, Mountain West Conference Championship at noon. You may not be going up to Carson to watch the game, but you might be considering heading 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego and going to 7 Mile Casino. You got Sammy's Restaurant and Bar. You got blackjack and poker tables all over the place and TVs showing all the football games. So check them out at 7 Mile Casino and 7milecasino.com. All right, it is Friday. We have been talking all week about college football. Most of the conversation around college football was about Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma and going to USC, which I also already I'm finding super interesting because I'm following Lincoln Riley on Twitter for the first time. I didn't follow him when he was the Oklahoma coach. I am now that he's the USC coach. This dude is already out hitting the recruiting trail. Like Saturday of last weekend, he was coaching a game against Oklahoma State. His Oklahoma Sooners lost. Half an hour after the press conference ended with the game, he then had a deal in place with USC. By Monday or Tuesday, I don't remember which day it was, he was in LA landing on a private jet, got his new $6 million house, got $110 million. And by Thursday, this guy's in Las Vegas recruiting all the top stars from Bishop Gorman High School, which is like the football factory of Las Vegas. So college football has been front and center all week long. Then the whole Brian Kelly situation from Notre Dame to LSU. And we'll watch some video a little bit later on. People are confused by Brian Kelly. Wait a second. Did you always talk like that when you were at Notre Dame or at Cincinnati? Because all of a sudden he grabbed the mic at LSU at a basketball game. And I'll tell y'all, he had some kind of a Southern draw all of a sudden. It was weird. Brian Kelly took the mic at LSU and somehow got all Cajun on everybody. We'll talk about it. We'll hear it a little bit later on. But the point is this. We've been talking college football all week. Well, it's here. Coming up in about 2 hours from now, it's the Pac-12 championship between Utah and Oregon. And then tomorrow, it's championship Saturday. The Big 12, the ACC, the SEC, and of course, the Mountain West Conference game between San Diego State and Utah State. We'll talk about a lot of the college football stuff coming up. Also, NFL. You know, this is a weekend, I got to say, the Rams, they have beaten all the bad teams on their schedule. They have not done as well against the good teams, teams with winning records. And so I'm interested this weekend in the Rams and the Jags, because should the Rams get upset by the Jaguars, forget it. Toast, over, season, done. If they win, all right, fine. They've advanced. They've gotten another win in their win column. But who'd they beat? Jacksonville. So we'll talk a lot of NFL. Sunday morning, Chargers and Bengals. Tell you what, Chargers started off so hot, started to pick up a little bit of momentum. There was an ounce of hype in LA for the Chargers. There were the San Diego fans who were haters, but then they became Herbolt lovers, and they're like, they're good. They got a great quarterback. I'm back on the bandwagon. And then they do what the Chargers always seem to do, fall apart. We'll talk a bunch of NFL as the afternoon goes on. So we're just getting rolling. It's Friday. It's been a crazy week in real life, in radio, podcasting life. It's been a crazy week. So I'm really glad everybody's here on a Friday afternoon. And one thing, before I say hello to the guys, shout out to my dudes from the Foos Fighters who are playing tonight at the Belly Up. All right, Nick, Brent, the entire band. These are the same guys that have been on Clash of the Cover Bands on E!, that Jimmy Fallon TV show. Tonight, they're in the Belly Up. So I saw them like 2 weeks ago down at Music Box in downtown San Diego. Tonight, Belly Up, Solana Beach, Foos Fighters. I'll be there. And if you catch up to me, let's have a beer. Let's say hello. Let's hug it out. Actually, you know what? With the new variant, let's just fist bump. Okay. Let's just do that. All right. Say good afternoon to mi hermano numero uno, Grande Alejandro Padilla. He's repping the 805. Oxnard, California's favorite son, Ventura County in La Casa. Grande, hola, ¿cómo está? What's cooking, man?
I am officially rebranding CBS. Tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow, it'll be known as CBS SDSU. That's a terrible name, but that's what it is. God, because it's San Diego State plays at 10 a.m. on CBS in basketball against Michigan, straight into 12 o'clock, San Diego State, Utah State. Oh, that's on Fox. I'm dumb. Never mind. I had a crazy night last night. Never mind.
Really?
Anyways, yeah. I went out to a buddy's. Who opened a restaurant last night here locally and had a few drinks.
Mm-hmm. Now, aren't
my brain is a little scrambled.
Aren't you the kind of dude, though, that tells me you don't really drink during the week, right?
Yeah, but it was an event, you know?
Yeah.
It was a buddy of mine is the executive chef at a new restaurant that just opened, so figured it was a good excuse.
You want to give him a shout out?
Do what I needed to do?
You want to say the name of the restaurant and give him some love?
Sure. It's called, they don't need my help. They're booked up for like a month already. But shout out to Wormwood in off Adams and 30th. They just opened. They took over an old restaurant and it's fantastic. I felt like a fancy bitch last night, dude. I had gold flakes on my dessert. I had like this perfectly sous vide steak. I had like mussels. I had lamb. I had
who's the cook over there now?
My friend Danny. He was on the show once before. He was the chef at Stone when we had Stone on for Beer Friday. And yeah, man, Wagyu tartare off bone marrow, dude. It was just ridiculous. So shout out.
Wow.
Shout out.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. You know, it's funny you say that about the restaurant being all booked up. And I the only reason I bring it up is because last night I was going to meet a friend of mine. You know, Alex, I kind of have a similar policy. I don't really drink during the week. But on Monday night of this week, I was at the Rancho Valencia Resort in Rancho Santa Fe because a friend of mine from New York was staying there. And I had him all set up. He had a great time. We had dinner and I ordered a drink. I ordered a Tito's on the rocks with blue cheese olives because I didn't want Tito's and soda. That's kind of like my standard drink. And he said to me, stop. Don't drink Tito's. What are you doing with Tito's? I said, what's wrong with Tito's? And he said, what's with Tito's? Why is Tito's such a popular vodka? And what are you drinking it for? And I go, I don't know. I douse it with soda water. I mean, it's like, you don't even taste it. He's like, Belvedere, Kettle, Grey Goose. He goes, these are all
Kirkland. Yeah,
Kirkland. He goes, these are so much better vodkas, right? So I went into Kettle on Monday night and I had one drink. No, I had two drinks Monday night. Didn't drink Tuesday, Wednesday, because I really prefer not to drink during the week. Last night I had dinner with a buddy of mine and we went to the Brigantine in Del Mar. And my buddy John put down three martinis last night. I was like, dude,
nice
job, man. Right. I had one drink. I had one Grey Goose on the rocks. Yes, I had blue cheese olives. Browner, I can already see you rolling your eyes at my blue cheese olives. But I just want your
blue cheese olives.
So what they do is they take olives and then they stick.
I know what it is.
Yeah. What's the issue?
I don't know. It seems like a meal in your drink, you know?
Three olives with the blue cheese.
Okay.
It's nice. It's nice. What do you mean privilege? What does that mean? What is that? Three blue cheese olives is white privilege? Really?
Whenever my man out here hustling and ordering cottage cheese martinis, bro, I came with you.
Dude, I'm not having cottage cheese martinis. I'm not having cottage cheese anything, by the way.
I came with you, bro.
Olives. Here's a hot take. Olives are trash. Olives are disgusting.
Agreed. Like not hot at all.
When you eat olives, that is all you taste. I don't care what you put it on. That is all you taste.
Well, here's the point of the story, though. Here's the point. There was a point. So you say your friend doesn't need your help because the restaurant is new and it's booked up for a month, right? So people love to try new restaurants. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
So I'm driving down Cedros last night. This is in Solana Beach, and I'm driving south as I'm headed towards the Brigantine. There's a restaurant in Solana Beach now called Rare Society, and it's a steakhouse. I go driving by this place. And I'm like, what the hell's going on there? It was packed and jamming and outside and lit up and beautiful people.
Did you feel left out?
No, because I was like, I'm going to the Brigantine because I happen to love the Brigantine. And I hadn't been to this place yet, Rare Society. But I said to my buddy John, I'm like, dude, next time we go out, we got to go try this place. I haven't been there yet. And it looks popping. So... Yeah, so they don't need my help either. I can tell you that right now. All right, let's say good afternoon to this young fellow right here. He's 6'7" tall. Twisted. You know what? He's not 6'7" anymore. Now that he's got his hair cut, he's like 6'3.5". Wow. You know? Now that he got rid of that nest on top of his head, you know? Now he's back to 6'3.5". Here he is, our man. 6'7" tall, kind of. Twisted Steel, sex appeal, big sacks, Big Macs, the hot take machine, and a man known internationally to the ladies as the Brown Saw. This brother brings a street cred from the 7 Mile Casino Podcast Shed. Here he is, repping the south side of Chicago. JB, Big Brown, the Brown Man, John Browner in the house. Brown?
Yo, you guys ever hear of Surviving R. Kelly? You guys heard of that, right?
Survivor the game on CBS.
Surviving R. Kelly, the special that was out there about R. Kelly and his sexual liking to young girls.
Heard about it, never watched.
Yeah, me too. No, I'm kind of with that. It's like the other night I went on to Netflix and I was looking at documentaries and I was on the verge of watching a documentary and I was trying to decide Narcos season 3, episode 2.
Good.
Haven't gotten there yet. And then I was seeing the Colin Kaepernick documentary on Netflix and I was like, do I want to watch this? Do I want to watch that? I wound up playing on Instagram and falling asleep. So anyway, what were you saying, Brown?
Robert Griffin III is today's hit list.
Mm-hmm.
He's writing a book called Surviving Washington. Now, I don't know if you guys knew, but Washington's kind of got some problems. They got some problems to the point where other people are getting sucked into the gravity and losing their jobs. See, John Gruden. I have a problem with people in general who do this with books. If you have a story that helps explain or help people suffering at any particular point in time, and instead of helping those people, you keep those moments to yourself only to then promote them to write a book to make money off of it, I think you're a coward. I really do. And this is not just Robert Griffin III. This is a lot of people, whether it be politically, whether it be professionally, a lot of people are writing books who these stories could have helped people at the time when they really needed help. So Robert Griffin is writing this Surviving Washington about sexual, I guess, inappropriate sexual behavior that he saw when he was there. Bro, if it was so bad for you, why'd you try to get them to re-sign you? Like, as recently as I think it was like 4 weeks ago, you were saying you were tweeting at them to come get you. So if you survive in Washington, bro, why are you trying to go back? I'm confused. Either you selling books or you a quarterback. Pick a lane, bro. Pick a lane. But you seem like a snitch right now. You seem like the wrong kind of snitch too. So Robert Griffin III, you on the hit list, bro. I don't like it.
All right. I like what you're selling here today. You know, I saw this also, that RG3 was writing a book, a tell-all about his experience in Washington.
Right.
And what it sounded like to me was, hey, so I was a Heisman Trophy winner, right? And I was a first overall pick, right? I mean, as I recall, maybe you guys could fill me in here if I'm missing details. But he gets
Andrew
out of...
Andrew Luck was number one. He was number two, three, I think.
Okay, well, thank you. So, you know, hey, I get done at Baylor. I go into the NFL before I ever play a game. I'm plastered all over all these TV commercials. I'm going to be a big star. His rookie season at Washington, as I recall, rookie they made the playoffs. You know, then the next year he got hurt. Then after that, there were quarterback controversies. As a matter of fact, I'm remembering a game I broadcast for CBS where the Washington was playing at San Francisco. And the question was it going to be RG3 versus Colin Kaepernick, or was it going to be who was the back? No, not Kirk Cousins. The backup quarterback was at the time like Colt McCoy.
Oh,
for Washington, you know. And so, and I remember like the interviews before the game with Jay Gruden, who was the coach at the time. You know, who's going to play? You know, what's the situation? And so RG3, it just didn't happen. Great college career, high first round draft choice, lots of money made on endorsements, and then fizzled. And wasn't he a backup quarterback for somebody for a few years?
The Ravens,
Baltimore.
There you go. And so, look, it's a nice career. It just didn't turn out to what you expected it to be. And so now let me write a tell-all book that tells you it's organizationally their fault why I didn't become a superstar. I mean, that's at least the way I hear it. So.
He was great. His body broke down. It happens to some guys. It literally does. But for now, but my point in this whole thing is, if you saw suffering within that organization and you did not speak up.
It's not about that. It's not about that.
Oh, break it down for me now.
He's been tweeting about that because people are saying the same thing, right? So like Pro Football Talk tweeted at him like, why hasn't he come forward with it before? Why doesn't he share everything he knows about it? And he said, this is the book is not about other people's experiences with sexual harassment in Washington. It's about my experience with sexual harassment in Washington.
Oh, really?
So he's not really outing. That's what he's saying.
To that, I would say, if you felt like you were harassed there sexually, you don't think other people were going through this? You mean to tell me you didn't hear about this at all within the organization? I don't buy that. I think that's him trying to cover his backside on Twitter.
But why do we say that about Robert Griffin and not the dozens of other women that just now came out a year ago?
What do you mean?
When it came to the whole Dan Snyder thing, like everybody waited. So like, it's like, why do we slam Robert Griffin for coming out right now? Like, he's ready when he's ready.
Well, look, I just think
I slammed him too.
No, I just think of it differently. I just think of it as, he wants to sell a book, and he also wants to tell the world. Again, this is just my interpretation. I don't think I'm going to ever read the book. But my guess is he's like, hey, you know, I really should have been a big star, and I feel like because that organization was so screwed up, that's why I never became that.
The Phoenix Suns have a similar situation going on in their front office right now, and people basically band together and had Robert Sarver put on blast. Same thing happened in the Dallas Mavericks front office. After a while of culture, you have enough examples that they all can go out publicly and say, this is what happened in this organization. Somebody help us. And so I feel
personally, I feel like you two are terrible people.
We are.
Yeah.
We're horrible.
This is a dude coming out sharing like traumatizing experiences in his life. And he's finally ready to talk about it. And you guys are just like coming up with these things. That's
maybe we are horrible people, number one. That's a possibility. Or two, maybe we're right. You know, maybe he's just trying to sell a book and make some money because he didn't make as much as he thought he was going to make as a player.
Let me tell you how horrible
of a person he's a broadcaster.
Let me tell you how horrible of a person I am. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. We already know.
If you're Robert Griffin III at that point in time in that organization and you had experienced sexual harassment, you know who had the loudest voice in that organization at the time? He did.
Yeah, but you say that, come on. It's like I'm a player. I'm trying to make money. I mean, I'm a young guy. You know, I mean, the kid, Tom Brady we're talking about here.
What happened to the kid?
What happened to him?
In the Blackhawks organization, that, now that guy, he suffered.
I don't, you got to understand. Don't even know the story. You know, I know it's been out there, but it's one of those things where like I put blinders on. Like, I don't want to hear about that. You know,
Robert Griffin is an analyst for ESPN College Football.
All right.
Signed in August.
Nice. Nice. Hey, before we move on, hey, let me ask you guys a question.
Dang, Browner, you guys are just mean, man.
Well,
listen. you're gonna start being like mean on a Friday.
Oh, wait,
like,
do you think that is the story though? Seriously, like, are you reading that the story is that Robert Griffin III was sexually harassed or something happened to him?
Yeah.
That's really the whole point.
Yeah, that's what he's writing a book about. My experience being sexually harassed while I was with Washington.
Sexually harassed by who and how? I mean,
thank you.
My question is,
men can be sexually harassed.
You gotta read the books, guy. I guess you gotta read the books, guy. I guess you gotta wait for the excerpts to come out.
Yeah. Like everything else. Yeah. I didn't read Scottie Pippen's book. I got everything I needed.
It's true. Scottie told you everything you need about that book.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you guys a quick question though. Tonight.
Question.
Yeah, tonight. I mentioned I was gonna go to the Belly Up tonight and see my boys, the Foos Fighters, play tonight. But you know Jay Paris, you guys remember Jay Paris, longtime San Diego sports writer. For many years, Jay wrote for a newspaper called the North County Times. It got absorbed by the Union Tribune. He worked for the UT, and then, you know, they lay people off, et cetera. But Jay's been, he's been a great newspaper columnist. He's been a great author of sports books. He's written a bunch of books. Great guy. And kind of a local San Diego North County sports media legend, if you will. Every year, Jay Paris puts on his holiday party and he invites all these media people from San Diego, but he also invites sports figures. So, you know, it's always like a Buddy Black, a Dave Roberts, an AJ Preller, you know, these kinds of personalities get together with the likes of a Bernie Wilson, a Hacksaw, Jay Paris, these kinds of guys, right? And so every year he has this party, and the party is tonight. So I'm hoping to get off the air and then head up to Leucadia to at least drop in for like 30 minutes to an hour just to go in and say hi to colleagues. And
what if AJ
Preller?
I mean, he ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's locked. Well, he's not locked out, but.
Well, I guess never mind. I guess Major League Baseball is locked out, but minor league operations are still happening. Well, but still, like,
AJ Preller goes to this every year.
What if AJ's there?
Great. I'd love to see him.
Would you go up to him?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Like, would you like purposely go up to him? Not like,
yeah,
oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I don't. Listen, this is that.
Would you go up to him like you went up to Sean Merriman?
Like where I was going to kick Sean Merriman's ass?
Right. You got the same energy?
Yeah. Listen, AJ Preller.
With this encounter, I think Scott is Sean Merriman.
Right. I'm the bigger, stronger.
He put his arm on AJ's shoulder.
Right. Right, this ain't a basketball court where AJ, you know, feels like he can work me.
I'll block him, son.
Yeah, I'll just body him. But are you guys interested?
Because I've always wanted to go to that. It's just too far.
Well, like, so Jay,
me, yeah, okay, Jay Paris, like Arizona to me.
Jay Paris has texted me. Bernie Wilson has texted me, and both of them were like, "Hey, I hope to see you, but I'm also hoping that Grande and Browner show up." Somebody said that they tried to contact you, Alex, and that you didn't respond. And they,
yeah, Jay texted me. I actually didn't respond.
Yeah, and then somebody said we didn't know how to get a hold of Browner because he's such a big celebrity that nobody has his
Jay
number.
Texted
this guy,
you know. Yeah. So, anyway, I'll be there.
I was just about to start asking where I never got my invite to this.
They want you to come. All right, look, we're just getting rolling. It's a Friday afternoon. We're just getting started. Let's look at the college football weekend. Let's look at the NFL football weekend, and let's get to Beer Friday. This is Kaplan and Crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. All right, great friends. It is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew. For everybody that is listening on the radio airwaves of 1090, 50,000 watts blasting from San Diego, north into Orange County, into and through Los Angeles County, Ventura County, Grande's hometown, the Nard, Santa Barbara, and the Central Coast. If you are a radio listener anywhere in the Southern California mega market, man, we are so happy to have you guys here on a Friday afternoon. For those of you that are with us on our YouTube channel right now, and you're watching the video or you're multitasking, you're watching, you're listening, I would encourage you to get involved in our YouTube chat down below. Maybe make a comment, visit with our sponsors, and there's lots to do on our YouTube channel. So glad to have you guys there. And by the way, shout out to our man, Toby, who handles all of our individual clips on YouTube, because when we clip up stuff, and especially when we have commentary on stadium fights, man, those things just blow up. They get thousands and thousands and thousands of views. Shout out, Toby, and shout out to everybody that watches and listens on YouTube. And for everybody that's going to catch up to us tonight on Channel 4 San Diego, part of the Cox Your View Network, it's Channel 4 San Diego. Orange County, it's Channel 118. Palos Verdes, LA, it's Channel 118. And Santa Barbara, it's Channel 4. So a million homes in Southern California can all get Kaplan and Crew at night, which happens on the Your View Network, part of Cox. So happy to have all the TV viewers who are catching up to us tonight. And again, the weekend, you're walking around, out for some exercise, you're playing golf, you're driving, you're schlepping. Turn on the audio podcast, catch up to the show. Because I had a text yesterday, Grande, I know you were on this also. Jason Finley from Callaway Golf sent us a text yesterday afternoon about the golf industry being strong and vibrant and, you know, better this year than ever before. And I'm like, Jay, what are we talking about? And he's like, well, I'm talking about the Tiger Woods conversation you guys were having on like Tuesday. You know, this was on Thursday. He's like, you know, I'm always a couple days behind on the podcast. So for those of you that are listening to the podcast, hit us up on Twitter, on Instagram. Let us know what you're catching up on and that you're out there tuning in. So happy to have everybody along here on a Friday. Before we get to college football, guys, how are we looking for the Great Friends Cruise on December 11th? This is next Saturday, Next Level Sailing. This is the Yacht America. If you've got family and friends coming into town during the holidays, you want to do something fun and exciting and outdoors and sunshine and whales off the coast and pods of dolphins swimming next to the boat. And
what's the weather like
for next Saturday?
That's not, no one can predict that.
Well, I mean, the app can on your iPhone can predict
it'll
it.
It'll be wrong.
So we got rain on Thursday and Friday next week and clear on Saturday.
Nice. Nice.
Cold though.
How cold?
High of 63.
Okay.
Low of 47.
Well, I will tell you this, that when you get on the Yacht America, they've got a lot of blankets on the ship, but I would also encourage everybody to be
Who cares? We got hoodies.
Yeah, right. We're giving it. What's the deal on our hoodies? We got to get a hold of Fat Tony. We got to get a hold of Fat Tony and see where our hoodies are.
Yeah.
You know?
Talk about that, same thing.
I know. It's on me. I should be the one who I shouldn't be
to
asking
answer
you guys.
Your, sorry, dude. I don't know anything about the hoodies. Yeah. So I just know I want one. But I don't have any connection to the Fat Tony stuff.
Yeah.
To answer your question about how's it going, as far as guest list goes, by the time this you're watching this, the RSVP has been closed.
Mm-hmm.
So if I did not hear from you, I apologize. You ain't coming.
I had a text message this morning from Alex that said I have not had an RSVP from Sergeant Alan Pena, U.S. Marine Corps. He has not had an RSVP from my man Alvaro Ocobo.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he has not had an RSVP from DJ Pat Spinelli.
Correct.
Okay.
Out. And every email I sent, nothing got sent back saying that's not an accurate email. So the emails that you forwarded me, Scott, all I did was copy and paste.
Okay.
So
they all
I
out.
Know I got the right emails.
That three spots just opened up, people. Hope y'all listened.
Six.
Three.
That's six.
Well, I'm three just, people waiting to guess. So, yes, technically six spots, but you, the individual, and one who you would like to invite just opened up.
Mm.
Okay.
Here's just one. Listen to this one. Hey, brother. This is from Sergeant Alan Pena. Hey, brother, I never got an email.
Wow. See, yeah. Here it comes. How did a tire fit on your back?
Check your junk mail. Mm-hmm. It's there.
Check your junk, bro.
Listen to what Alan Pena says, though. He says, it's all good, though, because my son's team signed up for a baseball tournament that weekend. So, two spots have just opened up.
Sergeant six spots, bro. Six.
Well,
six.
But give Alvaro Ocobo, who's already told me personally he's there. Okay, but he hasn't RSVP'd. And then the other one.
Scott, you can't make exceptions to the rules,
right.
Man.
I'm with you. I told these guys straight up for real. I said, hey, look, man.
So they out. He out.
No. I said he's got time still, but Alvaro Ocobo He got an RSVP. And I'm trying to remember who else was it, Alex, that you said. Oh, DJ Patrick Spinelli. I told him, bro, you got an RSVP. Because if these guys show up on that day and we filled their spots, sorry, what can I do?
See, look, we try to set rules.
Yeah.
The man just said they had the RSVP by the day. They have it. So you should be out.
I think they have a little bit longer. I think they have until like.
No, Scott, you're just. You got to. By the time this is airing, we either know or they don't.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who else is coming. Linda Welby and her husband are coming.
Shout out. Always
and,
welcome.
And Billy Ray and his wife, Kimberly, they sent back a text and said, we really want to come.
But
that weekend, this is next weekend, that is the Charger alumni weekend in Los Angeles. And that the Saturday.
LABR.
Right. There's LA Cap. There's LA Brown. There's LA BR. Yeah. That Billy Ray was scheduled to go to the events on Saturday night. So that might mean that he couldn't make it to the boat trip on Saturday. And as I told Kimberly, I said, look, there's no pressure here. Because she said, you know what? He would rather go on the boat trip than go to the Saturday night festivities. Because Sunday he's got the alumni weekend and he can do, you know, all of his hellos and see all of his friends on Sunday. And I told her, I said, no pressure. If you guys want to come on the boat on Saturday and then go do the alumni stuff on Sunday, do it. If you guys say, no, we're going to go up Saturday and we're going to spend the night, and we're going to have a nice time, then go do that. But
I also have some possible controversy. Our hoodie provider.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Fat Tony Castro.
Oh, yep. God.
He told me who his plus one is.
Really?
Who?
I'm curious now. Ben Higgins. Ben's welcome.
Yeah.
They sat next to each other at dinner, basically.
Yeah. Ben's welcome. What do you mean?
Who is it? Who's his plus one? Give me a hint.
Different B. Big Sills?
Different B.
Not Big Sills?
Different B.
Different B.
That starts with a B. Big Sills.
That ain't Big Sills.
Different B, though.
It ain't Ben Higgins.
Mm-hmm. Different B. What do you mean by B?
First name starts with a B.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You got me. Can I have more hints?
Yeah, it rhymes with hurt.
Bert, no way. No way.
No, well, hey, man.
That's what FT told
me. Sounds like he ain't getting on either then.
Fat Tony has invited Bert Grossman as his plus one.
I mean, listen, I can look up the text message because he RSVP'd via text.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, he said, I will be there with my plus one. I said, who's that? He said, Bert.
Cool, that is two more spots that's opened up.
Two more spots. Give me them hoodies and leave, Tony.
Thank you and goodbye.
That's great. That's hilarious. Oh my God, that's so funny. That's such a Fat Tony thing to say. All right.
Mm-hmm. I know. But by Monday, we will have, you know, I think we'll have a couple spaces by Monday to give away, I think.
Okay.
Waiting on Browner to email me the sponsor.
All the sponsors.
And VIP list.
The exception of one that Scott is taking care of.
Yep. Corky's is on me, but I know Ruthie from Tori Holistics has said she and Peter are coming.
Everybody.
Right. I know Mountain Trust has an entire contingent of people coming.
The office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I have
Brian Bushfield.
Mm-hmm. Hey, West Coast BBQ Shop. This is a great opportunity for me to just promote West Coast BBQ Shop. WestCoastBBQShop.com, 2330 Proctor Valley Road down in Chula Vista. If you've got any friends or family and you're trying to think of what am I going to get these folks for Christmas, it could be a big green egg. It could be a smoker. Maybe you don't want to go that high end, but maybe you're like, look, this guy loves to cook. So I want to get him like accessories for grilling, spatulas and tools and all kinds of stuff, temperature gauges. Maybe it's just, you know, sauces or rubs or whatever. But if you need any of those things related to the grilling season as a terrific holiday gift, WestCoastBBQShop.com, WestCoastBBQShop.com. So Brian and his wife are coming, right? Corky, I don't know about yet. The crew from iThriveMD, did they reply? Brown?
Yes. Yeah. I told you that from the beginning. They did.
Okay. That's Raquel Gay, who's married to D.
D.
Yay.
Jay.
Well, I got one email saying that they had the pluses. Plus four that they were given. No, all people are coming.
Okay, cool. Very cool.
So all right, good. Give me specific names.
So by Monday, we may have a few additional spots, okay? Because even like Lori and Don Benson said to me yesterday that they had not RSVP'd. I don't know if they didn't say that. Anyway, they're coming too. So do we have them on our list? Because they're the pregame tailgate hosts.
Yeah, they got to come on. They're the outside party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put them on the list. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Senor Bobby Roush was the final one to RSVP this morning. He was out of the country.
Ooh. See, that like, we can make an exception for.
He's like, just got back into the country. I will be there.
Okay, Bob Roush.
People have also done us a favor and told me if they're coming solo or not. Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of stragglers that are just coming solo.
Okay, next week we should have on Captain Fathom and Captain Troy, and let's hype this thing up. Let's promote it like crazy. And also next week, it's the first ever Kaplan and Crew Holiday Extravaganza. And here's what we're doing. We are going to introduce all of you guys who are listeners and viewers to potential holiday gifts that might interest you based on companies that are closely associated to the show. So we've got next week the California Robe guy. I'll explain all of that next week. We've got the water bottle hydration system guy, which I'll explain as well. We've got the Sunday Swagger crazy polo shirt guys, which is coming up. It's all being brought to us next week by Manscaped, which is a local company that's about to go public. So we got all these listeners who have companies and have products, and they would love to share them with you guys, the great friends. And you may say, that's a cool gift idea. I want to get one of those. That's a cool gift idea. I'd like to get one of those. So we're going to try and make an introduction here. We're going to be the middlemen to good holiday gift ideas from companies that are affiliated somehow in the Kaplan and Crew ecosystem. So that's all coming up starting next week. So, hey, listen, let's jump right into some college football stuff. I would like to start with San Diego State, Utah State. Alex, if you could, for everybody who's watching and listening, let's go to the tail of the tape. Here we go. Utah State is 9-3. They were 6-2 in the Mountain West Conference this year, and they're taking on number 19, San Diego State, having perhaps the greatest season in the history of San Diego State, but it has to go on. They're 11-1 overall, 7-1 in the Mountain West Conference. This game kicks off tomorrow at noon. Alex, do you happen to know the line and the over-under in this game? Because I've been trying to figure it out. Utah State scores over 30 points per game. San Diego State scores almost 28 points per game. If you put the tail of the tape back up, Utah State's defense gives up, I'm trying to remember how, Utah State's defense gives up 26 points, whereas San Diego State only gives up 17 points. I've been thinking about tomorrow maybe making a bet on this game, but not so much the line. I was thinking more about the over-under. Do you happen to have those?
Over-under is 49.5. With the spread minus 6 for San Diego State.
Okay, so I would probably be inclined to
Under.
Actually, I was kind of thinking over. Go back up to the tail of the tape for a second there. San Diego State's offense scores about 28 points per game, and Utah State's team, they score about 32 points a game. So I was thinking that San Diego State would win this game about 27-21. That's 48. So that is under, isn't it? But I feel like I want to play the over.
What is your gut telling you about this game?
That's an even better question.
Because I told you guys, I'm not sure if... Oh, it was when Gary was here. Mm-hmm. I told you guys I have a gross feeling in my gut about this game. And I think that's partly of what Gary was talking about. As a San Diego State alum and follower and fan, you're used to when is the heartbreak coming.
Mm-hmm.
And for most people, I would say the Fresno State game was coming, but I think a lot of people saw that coming.
Mm-hmm.
This one, because it looks like the offense has kind of turned a tiny bit of a corner, you know, they've actually been able to pass the ball way more than they had in the first half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just something about Utah State because there's such a balanced offense. They pass for they're very similar to Fresno. They pass for a lot. They run for a lot. So if Matt Araiza can boom a couple 80-yarders and put their backs against the goal line, then maybe you know they can really get through this. But San Diego State ain't beating anybody by double digits. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a close game, and their defense has got to come through. And I just have a gross feeling about this game.
I thought their defense had been doing a good job this year. Why would you be more worried about a balanced offensive attack from Utah State if you feel like the San Diego State defense has been held in serve so far? They can't score, so they obviously have been doing something right.
I think that passing teams can get San Diego State. Okay. I think that San Diego, because it's college football, man. I mean, to stay one-on-one with receivers in college football, there's not that many guys that can do it. So I just think that if they can force this quarterback into some turnovers, that's huge. You know, like that would be clutch. But I'm not worried about the defense. I'm just worried about them totally. Like 24 points is not a lot of points. And is San Diego State, are you confident they're going to score 24 points?
No.
That's only three touchdowns. You know, it's not like some impossible number for Utah State to get.
But with Utah State's passing offense averaging over 300 yards per game, and with San Diego State's very aggressive defense,
And are they going through COVID?
Yards can be deceiving, though.
I'm just looking for a defensive score is what I'm getting at.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, this whole, you know, no one has come out and said anything from San Diego State about the report from UT about possibly having a COVID outbreak. Oh. They already are without a tight end. I don't know who else is missing. You know, it's just a weird feeling. I'm not telling you that they're going to lose. It's just have a feeling that something could very much go wrong in this game.
Yeah.
But that's also my natural pessimism. No, but if
if they're missing dudes because of COVID, I got to think
they can't afford to miss dudes.
Well, that's just it. But my question would be, I would almost be surprised if the game went on, if there was an outbreak at San Diego State.
But what, and also with this pandemic, who determines what is an outbreak? How many guys is an outbreak?
Well, I mean, if you have,
The Cowboys last week, they had like 10 guys,
including
on COVID,
their head coach.
They didn't have him last night. So I just think if it's a controlled spread, I don't know if that sounds terrible or not, but you know, if it's 5 to 10 guys on a roster of 90,
right?
Depending on who those guys are, everything could be different.
I don't think so. Unless it was like 40 guys, then you probably have to stop the game for safety reasons.
Yeah. I'm not saying about stopping the game. I'm just saying, like, depending on who those guys are, what position they play, you know, are they starters, et cetera, you know, then the game could be different, which is why, by the way, when Brady Hoke was asked about this the other day, forget about his policy about talking about players' health. Forget about that. It's competitive advantage. You don't want Utah State to know if guys A, B, C, D, and E are all going to miss the game.
Right.
So I understand what you're saying about having that gross feeling. I'm going to be more confident about this, and I'm going to say that San Diego State's been 11-1 so far this year. The biggest win of the year is probably the Utah game, considering how Utah has now come back, and we'll see what they are tonight against Oregon, even though they smashed Oregon the last time. So I'm gonna be confident here, Grande, and I'm gonna say San Diego State's gonna win the game.
I would say the biggest win for me is last week's, because they fell behind by a lot against a rival, against a team that, you know, was coming in hot. I think they won 5 in a row coming into that game on Friday. And imagine losing that game to Boise. And I don't even know if Fresno won or lost last week, but what if like they just coming in like after a loss like that, but the fact that they fell behind, came from behind, totally shut them out in the second half with your backup quarterback. That's a huge momentum push towards Saturday.
Yeah. Fresno State, by the way, beat San Jose State last week, 40-9.
So Fresno would have been in the championship if San Diego didn't win this game.
All right, let's keep going though. Besides San Diego State and Utah State in the Mountain West Conference championship game tomorrow, noon kickoff at Carson. By the way, lots of seats still available. I would be going to this game tomorrow, but my daughter, I told you guys, my daughter is playing in this junior college women's soccer showcase where they take the top like 40 players in the state of California and they put them together for two games at Mount San Antonio College in somewhere in LA, which
Mount Sac.
Yeah. I still haven't figured out exactly where it is and how long it's going to take me to get there.
Not fun.
I know.
Cal Poly Pomona.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be far. I mean, it's a schlep.
Guess who lives there, by the way? Neil Umschild. Said he lives right by that university. I told him.
Neil Umschild. Nice. Yeah. Hey, Neil, why don't you come visit with me, man? We'll hang out a little bit tomorrow.
Want some soccer.
Yeah, man. All right. Let's go to the board, though, because besides San Diego State, which is the game that we're all focusing in on, let's take a look at what else is going on. I mentioned coming up tonight at 5:00, Oregon and Utah. So probably about an hour or so from now. Tomorrow.
Oh, Utah.
Yeah, I'd like to see Utah win that game. Big time.
It won't get you anywhere,
make
though.
Make that win look better.
I know. You're right, Browner.
How far will you go up?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you're not going to finish in the top 10. It doesn't matter.
It still helps.
But I just think it looks good, you know?
Right.
If
Utah beats Oregon twice in the same season and San Diego State beat Utah, it makes that look even better.
If that boosts them to 10, just get to 10, okay. But I don't think it will.
No,
they'll get leapfrogged.
Probably won't. Take a look elsewhere. Cincinnati. Is Cincinnati going to make it to the playoff? They're playing number 21 Houston. Houston's 11-0. They're unbeaten in their conference. I don't think we all know enough about Houston, but I mean,
I
just
think
based
we know
on
enough
record,
about Cincinnati.
Yeah. So
I know that Houston will skip San Diego if they beat Cincinnati. Right,
exactly. And rightly so, by the way. Rightly so. They're playing against the number 4 team in the country. Baylor and Oklahoma State, also a game that could potentially impact the playoff should there be some losses in front. Number two, Michigan against number 13, Iowa. I know a lot of Michigan fans are feeling the same way you're feeling, Alex. Like, this is a nerve-wracking moment. Number one, Georgia against number three, Alabama.
That's the game
everybody's going to be talking about. And then tomorrow evening, while that Michigan-Iowa game is going on, my Pitt Panthers against Wake Forest, number 15 versus number 16 for the ACC championship. What a day of college football games tomorrow. And I'll be watching them all on my phone as I'm sitting there watching girls soccer up at
of all those games, Sac. What game are you expecting the biggest shocker to come from?
Alabama, Georgia.
After the break.
Yeah. We'll talk about it more. Stick around, everybody. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios here on Kaplan and Crew. Yo, great friends. It's Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. And let me tell you, we've been talking a lot of college football today, right? We've been talking about the San Diego State game that's happening tomorrow at noon, or the Michigan-Iowa game later in the day, the Pitt-Wake Forest game, the Alabama game versus Georgia. So all these games are happening tomorrow. If you're looking for a great place to watch them and have a good time, 7 Mile Casino is going to have all the games on, plus Sammy's Restaurant and Bar, and it's only 7 minutes from downtown San Diego. So, Browner, you asked a question at the end of the last segment. As I recall, the question was, which game tomorrow in the college football championship Saturday will provide the biggest shocker? Yeah. So, Alex, if you put it back up on the screen, let's take a look at these games tomorrow, all these championship games. We don't have up the Mountain West Conference game against Utah State between San Diego and Utah State. Yeah, well.
It's at its own slide.
Well, you tell me. All right, let's everybody jump in on an answer. Go ahead, Browner. What's the biggest shocker tomorrow that comes out of championship Saturday?
Oh, I think Michigan's going to get blowed out. I really do. I think Jim Harbaugh's going to choke this thing down the drain, man. I really do. After watching Michigan State just pummel them, I don't see them winning this game. I really don't. Iowa is a solid Big Ten football team, and Big Ten teams beat each other at the worst possible times all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who the quarterback is at Iowa?
Who that?
Alex Padilla.
Get out of here.
How are you quarterbacking and doing the show?
Yeah. And I'm a senator.
You're a busy man.
Too.
Dude, really? Is that the kid? Is that the kid's name? You. Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
see, hilarious. Now you're rooting for Iowa.
Yeah, I am.
I've been rooting for Iowa. I'm going to get Iowa.
I was about
jersey.
To say, well, your Padilla jersey.
You know,
yeah. He's Alex Padilla, mm-hmm. number yeah. eight, from Greenwood Village, Colorado, and we look nothing alike.
Really? Can you put him up on the screen? Let me take a look at this kid, Alex Padilla.
Sure. Let us see you.
Really? I had no idea that the quarterback from Iowa's name was Alex Padilla. That's hilarious.
The football, Alex.
That's look at this young fellow. Oh, right here.
Not that far along though. Look at the hair. Y'all got the hair, maybe.
Alex, have you tweeted Alex?
Got the butt chin.
He does have a butt chin.
I haven't tweeted Alex. No, I haven't. But I know there is a there is an account that's like at Alex Padilla, and he follows every Alex Padilla he could find. So we're probably linked somehow.
Wow, Cherry Creek High School in Denver. I mean, I know that school. It's a school that's produced a lot of kids. You know, I'm looking at Iowa, just so you know, Browner. They've had a great season,
mm-hmm.
but they did have a two-game losing streak. This is in October. They lost to Purdue, where they got blown out, and they lost to Wisconsin, where they got blown out.
Mm-hmm.
They recovered with wins against Northwestern, Minnesota, Illinois, and Nebraska. So, you know, they played two teams that were pretty good, and then they won against four teams that are not really very good, and they recovered. Listen, I got to say this. As much as I like the Alex Padilla story, I'm very partial to Jim Harbaugh. Okay, I love Jim. I've had a great relationship with Jim. I think you guys all know I've told this story before, but Jim's father coached me in college. And then when Jim was the coach at USD, I mean, he gave us all access to the program. We did, you know, TV series. I don't want to say series, segments about the USD football program. Me, Jim, and Billy Ray worked together when we would host like Charger TV shows on Channel 4 San Diego. This is back then. So I got to say I'm rooting for Jim Harbaugh to succeed and for Michigan to get into this playoff, because I feel like since Jim got to Michigan, it's kind of like he hasn't been able to beat Ohio State until this year.
Right.
And people were thinking the whole time, this ain't working out for Jim Harbaugh.
This is first Big Ten championship game. Mm-hmm. And again, I like Jim Harbaugh too, but I've seen him lose these games in the past. Yeah. When they needed a big win, he's found a way to not come up big. So I don't know.
I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for Michigan. All right, put it back up on the screen, Alex. So Browner's prediction is Michigan falls to Iowa. All right, Grande, what's the biggest upset that could happen tomorrow or that will happen tomorrow in Championship Saturday?
The biggest upset that I can see very much happening is Houston beating Cincinnati. Yes. Just because of the ranking, that would say that is the largest upset because of obviously Houston being 21. I definitely think that one is likely to happen. I don't know why. I haven't seen an ounce of Houston football this year, but I will tell you, I would love to see it.
Yeah,
I just want to see chaos. I just want to see chaos.
Yeah, chaos. But what we really should be rooting
for... I don't want to see it. I take that back. I want to see Cincinnati in the playoff.
Well, right. That's what I was going
to
say.
A big old middle finger to the committee.
Right, right.
Undefeated mofos. We're number four. Drop us.
Yeah.
Dare you.
Yeah. See, that's the thing is that if Houston beats Cincinnati, then this whole season of Cincinnati being the Cinderella of college football is out the window. If Houston beats Cincinnati, it kind of just goes to show like, okay, a team from their conference, you know, who only 21st in the country at 11-1, a team from their own conference, undefeated in the conference, actually beat them. So it will make people say that Cincinnati's been grossly overrated all season long. So I got to say, I'm rooting for Cincinnati to win just because I want to see the mid-major break into the playoff.
Houston? Mm-hmm. What if Cincinnati barely wins and Oklahoma State just blows the doors off their opponent?
No, I don't think so. I don't think Oklahoma State has enough clout to leap.
They're in already?
Yeah, I don't think.
Really? Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm rooting for three things to happen tomorrow. The only three things I'm rooting for. One, San Diego State to beat Utah.
That's a given.
Obviously. Cincinnati to get into to win so they can get into the playoff.
I agree with that.
And my third, for Alabama to just lose and get out of my life.
Okay. See, so Alex says Cincinnati. Browner says Michigan to be upset. I'm going to tell you guys this. I think Alabama is going to win the game tomorrow. And it's not because they've been dominant. I mean, last week against Auburn, it took an absolute miracle for Alabama beat Auburn.
Pass rush was outstanding for like three quarters and some change, and then
if that running back doesn't go out of bounds in that drive at the end and they have like 40 less seconds, it's over. But that running back just brain farted all over the field and Auburn choked that game away.
Yeah, well, Alabama in the final analysis did find a way to win. I mean, first they had to tie it and then they had to go to overtime and win it. I think Alabama pulls the upset of Georgia, and the reason that's going to suck is because that's going to mean that Alabama is going to be in the playoff, and that means Georgia is going to be in the playoff. Now,
you know, Georgia
can't do that.
Like, you know, Georgia has just beat the snot out of every single team they've played this year, except the game week one. Like, look at these scores. Obviously week one, you never know. They beat Clemson 10-3, but then 56-7, 40-13, 62-0, 37-0, 34-10, 30-13, 34-7, 43-6, 41-17, 56-7, 45-0. That's an SEC school.
Yeah. You know, you say Clemson sucks now, but I think they finished the season 9-3, which, you know, for most teams, that's not good enough. But for let me rephrase that. For most teams, that would be great. For Clemson, 9-3, that ain't getting the job done. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think Cincinnati's going to win, although I'm cautious about that one. I think Alabama's going to win, but I hope they lose. I think Michigan's going to win. I do. Now, anybody here, Pitt, Wake Forest? Come on, let's all cheer for my Pitt Panthers tomorrow.
I mean, the only thing I know about Wake Forest is Tim Duncan and Chris Paul. Go ahead. Go top Pitt Panthers.
Yeah, go Pitt Panthers is sure. Right. That's right.
Why not?
Right, man, hand out some Pitt swag, dog. What's going on, man? How many chips for somebody ain't got no swag? Pitt's got great colors, too.
Yeah, great unis. Old school looking.
What are your colors?
Yellow, blue, and white.
I know, but you always have different shades of blue.
It's just, you know, like all these schools now. You got all these different kinds of uniforms, you know? So, all right, listen.
I'd be curious to see which which Pac-12 team finishes fifth. Because that's the team that the Mountain West number one team will play in the LA Bowl.
Which team finishes fifth? So what are our chances here? What are we looking at? Let's take a look. So
you got Oregon, Utah.
So that's 1-2.
Right. And then it's a mixture of Washington State, 6-3, Arizona State, 6-3. UCLA 6-3.
Oh, these are in conference.
Conference. Oh, sorry. Let's go overall. So you got Oregon and Utah, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then you got Arizona State 8-4, UCLA 8-4, and then Washington State 7-5, Oregon State 7-5.
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen,
so I don't know who they're going to take. If you're the LA Bowl, you probably want UCLA.
I would think so. I would think so. San Diego State UCLA is what we all want because we want to see San Diego State beat a UCLA. But San Diego State Arizona State kind of works too, just because, you know, Herm Edwards and a former San Diego State player himself. And, you know, Arizona State wants to come over to San Diego in Southern California and take some players. So I would take Arizona State and San Diego State. I'd be happy with that. Bottom line, it doesn't matter. You're going to play a Pac-12 team. You've already beaten Arizona this year, and you've already beaten Utah this year if you're San Diego State. So
if I'm the LA Bowl, there's no way I don't push all my cards in to get UCLA.
Of course, naturally. I mean, a Southern California matchup between UCLA and San Diego State, awesome. That's an awesome situation. So
that's probably the most people you can get into that stadium too.
Yeah.
If you put those two teams there, and that's what's most important to them at this point.
Right. I mean, you got locals coming from both sides. Mm-hmm. So right on. All right. Listen, let me have 1 minute to just mention one of our terrific sponsors here, and that's iThrive MD. As a matter of fact, I was meeting with Dr. Damani just earlier this week. He's very involved in the marketing of the company. And one of the things that Dr. Damani and I are starting to talk about now is this. We've introduced you to iThrive MD through testosterone. We've talked about what it is to be a little bit older, to not feel as clear-minded as you used to not have as much energy in the bedroom, to dealing with possible depression, lack of motivation, and all of those things could be literally from low testosterone. So we invite you to come to iThrive MD, get your testosterone levels checked for free. And if you need testosterone treatments, you're going to get the best price in San Diego. Go shop it around if you have to or if you want to. But as we start to deepen this relationship with iThrive MD, Dr. Damani wants to start introducing lots of other things that they do for your long-term health and wellness. He talks about great sleep and what that means. He talks about great sex in your life. He talks about energy, just overall well-being and health and keeping you as healthy as possible to keep all of us here as long as possible. So I want to invite everybody, go to iThriveMD.com/Kaplan. Or call and make an appointment, 858-240-1497, 858-240-1497. Guys, you know that feeling. Like I've told you guys this, I know my testosterone levels are a little bit low right now because in the middle of the day, I'm like, I need a 30-minute nap. That is not like me. Usually, I've got energy off the wall. But it turns out that I haven't gone to iThrive MD in about 4 to 6 weeks, and I can feel my testosterone levels have dropped because you get to know your body, right? And so come on in. 858-240-1497. Feel great this month of December, the holidays. You're not working out as much, maybe. You're going to holiday parties. You're eating and drinking more than normal. Come on into iThrive MD and feel your best. iThriveMD.com/Kaplan, 858-240-1497. Guys, let's switch our attentions from the college football championship weekend into the NFL this weekend. And taking a look around, let's take a look at the games, Alex, if you could put them up on the screen. Let's take a look at what games we got, which games we like, where your teams are going to be playing, who my favorite team is playing this week. You know, my favorite team this week is the Cincinnati Bengals, right? Joe Burrow.
Why?
Herbal. What do you mean why?
Why would you do that?
Because my favorite team is always the team that's playing against the Chargers.
I thought you were just trying to square up your boy against my guy.
Well, it is.
This one, Joe Burrow versus Joe Herbert. Joe Burrow.
That's right.
Versus Justin Herbolt. This is the Browner. Right.
I mean, Browner says that Burrow's a bust, and he says that Herbolt's a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Chargers head to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. The Bengals have positioned themselves to really be a playoff contender, and I think they're still sitting under a lot of people's radar because we look at them and they're like, they're the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, they are, until they're not.
They have a great game 1 week, and then they have a letdown, like a bad letdown, and then they have another good game, and then another good game, and then another bad letdown. So,
well, who does that sound like? Yeah.
So, like every other NFL
team. Does that sound kind of like everybody?
Every other NFL team in a nutshell.
Right. The Bengals are 7-4. The Chargers are 6-5. I mean, the way you just described the Bengals, I mean, haven't the Chargers been more of a letdown? And aren't the Bengals more of a surprise that they're
The Chargers have played far better competition than the Bengals.
They have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Far better competition than the Bengals.
How do you say that when every week in the NFL, we can't figure out who's good and who's bad. How do we know that they've played far better competition, the Chargers?
Well, first and foremost, the Bengals lost to the Bears. Let's just start there. That's ground zero right there, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Vikings, which isn't a game.
Chargers lost to the Vikings.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Let me break out this whole thing because I'm finna obliterate y'all with this.
You're finna just make stuff up.
Obliterate y'all with this.
The Chargers got blown out by the Ravens, and the Bengals beat the Ravens.
I'm listening.
The Chargers played the Steelers to one of the closest games that the Steelers choked away. The Bengals beat them by 31.
Twice. They beat them this season.
The Bengals beat the Vikings. They played the Packers. They lost by
a
field
goal. You know who they
lost? Nobody wanted to make a field goal that game.
They lost to the Jets and the Browns. Come on now. What are we doing? And then they lost to the Bears. What are we doing?
Well, they're 7-4. They have a better record than the Chargers. I mean, you're arguing that the Chargers played a much tougher schedule.
Aren't you the one that comes in here every week and says anybody can beat anybody?
Absolutely.
That is literally what you say every
tagline.
So what does it matter?
Tagline. So what happened?
Who does it matter who you play, who you beat, who you lose to, according to you?
When are you going
to
obliterate us?
7-4.
Just let me know when we're obliterated, just so I know.
I just did because I knew somebody was on that schedule. Then I'm like, that's an embarrassing loss.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets. They got the Jets and the Bears on their losses. Come on now.
All right, let me give you the schedule here real quick on Sunday. Early morning, 10 a.m., Buccaneers, Falcons.
No.
Not really doing much for me. Cardinals about to annihilate or obliterate Browners, Bears.
Kyler Murray back. DeAndre Hopkins not back.
Okay. Also at 10 a.m., Chargers, Bengals, Sunday morning.
Good one.
Okay. Vikings, Lions.
No.
Grande. Is it possible that
the one?
Yeah, it's very possible.
It is.
Yeah, it's possible.
The Lions.
Anybody could beat
anybody.
Lions
beat the Vikings. Oy vey. Also Sunday morning.
Oh man, if the Lions beat the Vikings, I'm calling out sick.
Also Sunday morning in the 10 a.m. window, the Giants and the Dolphins. Doesn't really do much for me. Although the Dolphins have gotten themselves now back to where they're kind of on the bubble of the playoffs. And the Eagles and the Jets, and gosh, the 10 a.m., and there's a lot of games, and the Colts and the Texans, ugh.
No.
Now, we get to 1 o'clock, Washington football team against the Raiders. Now, do you guys have any interest in this game?
No, not really. Not really, because I think Washington should win that game.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm really interested in this game. If I am the Raiders, here's what I'm thinking. That Washington football team, that organization, that's one of the reasons we're in the situation we're in right now. I'm Derek Carr, and I want to destroy the Washington football team.
1,000 yards passing in that game? Right.
Jaguars-Rams at 105.
Yeah.
Really ugly game. And there's a part of me, I mean, I would love to see the Rams in the Super Bowl in SoFi Stadium. It's a 10 million to one shot that it's going to happen. It's only happened one time, obviously, in NFL history last year. But man, the Rams have been so bad recently. Matthew Stafford's been so bad. If they win the game, it means nothing to me. If they lose the game, they're toast for the season. Anybody watching that game? You into that game?
No, I'm out on that one. I have no desire to watch that game. It does nothing for me. None of it at all. Zero.
All right. Ravens, Steelers.
Part of my
job, so you're gonna watch it. Ravens Steelers 125. 49ers.
the best games are Sunday night and Monday night. Those are the best games. I think the Chargers Bengals is a very good game too. Mm-hmm. But the Sunday night game, you got the Broncos and the Chiefs. Broncos surprising victory against the choking Chargers, and then Patriots Bills Monday night. Those are the two games.
Bills, huge game, because I said to you guys, I think the Patriots are real Super Bowl contenders. And we're going to find out a lot about the Patriots because they play the Bills twice in the next 4 weeks.
Yep.
You're going to find out a lot about the Bills. Like, who are you?
Yeah. I'd agree with that as well. Right. Who are you guys? Are you 7-4 but trending downward? Or are you going to beat the Patriots and, you know, take a piece of the first place in the AFC East?
If you're the Bills,
real Josh Allen, please stand up.
Right. If you're the Bills, if you split that, are you feeling bad about yourself, or should you win both those games? I think they should win both those games. I think they're better than New England, but I think New England may be coached better.
Well, they got, if they're going to win,
isn't that the story of the New England Patriots for the past 20 years?
Yeah.
They're just coached better.
Listen, if the Bills are going to win, this would be the game to win because this is the game where they're at home.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's in the Massachusetts
Hills Mafia. Is it snowing?
It's Buffalo. It's always something.
Mm. Oh, 35 degrees.
Day. Yeah, that's nothing for the New England. That's nothing. All right, listen. Yeah. Hey, just speaking about the rest of the sports weekend, you know, we've covered Saturday and what's happening with college football, Sunday around the NFL. But tonight, Friday night, the return of LeBron. This is such a weird story. He's out because he's got positive COVID test, but he's got positive, negative, negative, positive. Like, what's the deal? And then he starts sending out those tweets. It's very fishy.
Oh, God.
You know, it's very, very fishy. What's going on here? LeBron returns to the Lakers tonight. Yeah, here's LeBron's tweet. Something is real fishy going on. He missed that game against Sacramento. My opinion is it's the best thing that could have ever happened to Frank Vogel because he was actually allowed to coach the team without LeBron coaching the team. Alex, tonight, it's Friday. Yeah. I know you watch every Laker game because that's a real fan. Lakers, Clippers tonight.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Woo! Woo! Really? I have no idea what's going to happen tonight. Listen.
This game got taken off TV.
Well, because...
Well, yeah, as it should have.
Suns Warriors are a way better game. I mean, Suns have now 18 straight.
Yeah. Just saying.
Lakers win by 7.
Lakers by 7 tonight.
When was the last time the Lakers were taken off TV?
Well, but the thing is that the Warriors actually rate as well as the Lakers do. I mean, America loves the Warriors, and they love Steph Curry.
I got to tell you right now, I wouldn't turn my television to that game at all. Zero. I'm Warriors, Suns. Period. End of story.
Okay. Well, big basketball game tonight. Warriors, Suns is one, and now Lakers and Clippers is the other. So that's coming up a little bit later on tonight as well. We had a great weekend. We have a great weekend of sports coming up. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Beer Friday coming up next here on Kaplan and Crew. All right, great friends. It is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew along with Grande and the Brown Man. And Alex, you must be really happy about this right now. The return of Beer Friday. We've taken a Beer Friday break over the last few weeks, but with our friends from Hess Brewing coming out on the Yacht America with Next Level Sailing next Saturday as part of the Great Friends Sunset Cruise, Hess is bringing the beer. Hess should get some love on Beer Friday, don't you think?
It's exactly what I was thinking, Scott. Now, are you going to confess to them what you confessed to me and Brown on Monday?
Mm-hmm. Sure, I'll confess. So, fellas, we got Alex and Paul. They're the brewers down at Hess. Grande says to me, he goes, yeah, you know, Hess is coming on the boat, and they're bringing like six dudes. And I'm like, six dudes? Are you talking about six dudes? What's that all about? But now Grande tells me it's only how many, Alex?
Four.
Four dudes. You guys, is it four dudes or two dudes, two chicks? What are you guys bringing? What's going on? How you guys doing?
I think we're trying to do two dudes, two chicks.
Paul, how about you? What do you think, man? Do you think it's two and two, or you think it's a bunch of dudes, or what do you think?
Well, so one of the guys we invited is always a maybe. That's like that's his thing. He's a maybe guy. So I'm going to be honest. I think he's going to bail, but it's supposed to be three and one, but I think it's going to be two and two.
You know what? I'm going to become a maybe guy. That's one of my biggest problems is I'm a commitment guy.
You're
no,
a yes man.
Right. I'm a yes guy.
To the
right?
End.
I never say no. But what I should start doing from now on is I should start saying maybe.
I mean,
maybe's always that soft no.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so
maybe's
like,
a
all right,
soft no.
Scott, I'm Rachel. Scott, do you want to come build houses with me and TJ on Saturday?
Absolutely.
Well, that was my answer. But what I should have been smart enough to say was maybe, baby.
Oh, God.
What? That's a good idea.
Drop the baby.
Really?
But yeah, if I just.
I see the show. I see how you commit to your daughter. So, like, yeah, you say yes way too many times, Scott.
It's true. But if I were to say maybe, then at least it gives me that out, Alex. You know what I'm saying? It gives me that out of, hey, I didn't know that my daughter was going to have this soccer event, or I didn't know that San Diego State was going to be playing in the Mountain West Conference Championship game. So do you want to go build houses in TJ? Yes, I do. Will you? Maybe.
There you go.
Boom.
There you go.
Just a thought. Yeah. So Alex and Paul are here. They are the brewers down at Hess Brewing. And guys, really excited to get you guys out on the boat. Excited to introduce Hess and the brand and the different beers to all of our listeners. And excited to try some stuff today. So how you guys doing, man? You guys been all right? I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
Yeah, we've been. Yeah.
Yeah, things are flowing.
Things are flowing. Like Paul's hair is flowing. Let me tell you that right now.
Yeah, man.
Dude, it got long.
Those locks are.
Dude, look how long it's gotten, man.
It's at least double the length since I've seen you.
Yeah, I know, dude. And you know, Browner just got his hair cut. He had the full Jay-Z fro going. And he just cut it off.
Don't forget the nesting that was happening in there too.
Right.
Yeah, it was more important.
When they shaved his head, they found dead bees in his hair.
That's not what happened. I told you I found the bee in the shower. Don't do that. don't try to come on here and turn it into somebody something else. So they found it at the barbershop. Don't do that to me. I told you for content a true story about me, and look what you turned it into.
It is only because I forgot the details. It's not because I was trying to do
now anything. Now I'm Candyman showing up at the barbershop with bees coming out of my hair.
Well, didn't you also have a lollipop stuck in there?
That was before this.
Oh. All right.
Again, I shared these stories with you as ways to help other people, and now you're turning them on me.
Hey, John, you do look younger, though, so that's good.
Hey, you know, that's what I keep hearing. That's what I keep hearing, man. It's helping.
Yeah. Hey, different person.
He looks very young. He looks very young.
I'm a new dude by being the old man who's the young me.
Yeah. So, guys, what kind of stuff are you planning on bringing on the Next Level Sailing adventure that we're going to have next Saturday, December 11th? It's Captain Troy Sears. It's Captain Fathom. It's like 30 sponsors and like 40 listeners. And you guys are going to have an opportunity at Hess Brewing to introduce people who do or do not know about your beers. You're going to introduce them to what you guys got. So what are you guys planning on bringing next Saturday?
Well, we're definitely bringing beer. Really around well known for our hazy IPAs, but we're actually going to bring something new for you and the listeners. And it's kind of funny because Alex earlier said things are flowing. We actually have a new product coming out. That's now in packaging, and I believe we gave that to you. It's called Free Flow Seltzer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so we got a couple flavors coming to you. We got the Cucumber Crisp, which is a cucumber rosemary seltzer. And the other one's Lavender Lemon, which is a blend of lemon and lavender.
Okay. I have right here in my hands, I have both of them. I've got the Free Flow Cucumber Crisp, and I've got the Free Flow Lemon Lavender. These look really good. And these are seltzers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So which one should we try first? What do you guys think?
Oh, man.
Start with the cucumber.
Yeah.
You know, I love these cucumber flavored seltzers. By the way, I love on the can here, the Made with San Diego Sunshine.
Oh, I saw that too. Yeah.
Dude, that is so cool. Made with San Diego Sunshine. That's really cool. All right. Grande's got the first taste. Grande, what do you think about the cucumber seltzer from Hess Brewing? Let me hear what you think. Cucumber crisp.
Well, you can definitely taste the cucumber right away, which is obviously nice. Mm-hmm. I'm on my third drink, which is a good sign. Mm-hmm. No, it's very crisp, like the crispness and the cucumber. Very accurate. I'm not a big seltzer person, but I can mess with that. Mm-hmm. I can definitely mess with that. Mm-hmm. A little tahine rim on ice.
Ooh, why are you talking? There you go.
Why can't you just drink it?
Well, he's adding to it. He's making it even better.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, a little chamoy.
Let me educate y'all on the beer tip. You feel me? If you got to add stuff to it, it ain't good.
Well, okay? I mean, that's like saying that when I drink a Corona or a Pacifico, I put a lemon or a lime rather. I mean, that's a nice added bonus.
Like putting ketchup on fries.
It don't matter what kind of lingerie you put on it. At the end of the day, it is what it is. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
No. Putting salsa on tacos.
What you mean? No, you know what I'm talking about. Don't try to, you know.
Mm. Guys, what motivated Hess to go into the seltzer game?
Women.
Well, seltzers have been taking over a big part of the alcohol market. So it's a smart pivot for most companies.
And just so we can have a little bit of everything at the brewery. Now we got beer, we got seltzers, we got kombucha, and for the non-alcoholics, we got root beer. So we just want to give a little bit of everything for everybody. So when you come in, you have options.
What made you pick these particular flavors? Like, obviously, whenever you start to launch something new, you kind of want to kind of hit the market running. What made you guys choose these specific flavors?
So what we did, we started kegging the seltzers, and then we would flavor every individual keg and see which one sold the most. And lavender lemon by far was our number one seller. and then cucumber crisp. So our top two sellers that came out of kegs, we decided to package them and put them in cans.
Yeah, we did a bunch of flavors. There was like vanilla, black cherry, coconut, pineapple, mango. Like we did everything.
What was the worst? What sold nothing?
Black licorice.
Oh, geez.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan.
Eat black licorice. I hate it. Yeah,
me too.
But pineapple sounds kind of good, though.
Yeah, it was missing something. It was just like, that's pineapple, but like everybody knows pineapple.
Whenever
pineapple
I hear
extract
seltzer,
is tough, like, too.
Watermelon always sounds like it would be a great seltzer, but that taste is difficult to nail. Because watermelon is obviously refreshing, and that goes along the idea of what seltzers are supposed to represent. But trying to nail that taste is very difficult.
Yeah, it takes a lot of watermelon to get watermelon flavor.
You know what I think? My first sip of this, the cucumber crisp, you know, you get hit with the cucumber right away.
Mm-hmm.
But like sip two, three, four, I feel like you're getting like less cucumber, which I actually like. You know what I mean? Like the first sip, it was very cucumbery. And now as I sip on it a little bit more, I feel like it's not as strong, which I like, I think, because it's a hint. It's not like overpowering. I like it.
I don't have that experience. I'm still tasting the cucumber and I like it because I want to be able to taste the label. More cucumber, more freshness.
All right. But now, wait a second. You guys say this one. The lemon lavender. You say this was the number one seller.
That's my favorite.
Scott, look at this. Is a drink for you, man. They like scoop the bread out. 100 calories, only 3 grams.
That's nice. Well, hey, look, Alex. Okay, Alex and Paul are the brewers down at Hess Brewing. But Alex used to be Grande's roommate. You know. Yep. And hey, Alex, how is it? Like, do you like now that you're not roommates with Grande anymore?
He missed it off. And off.
What's your favorite thing not being a roommate with him anymore?
Not being?
What's the best thing?
You just put him in an awkward situation because he's talking to his ex with his current girlfriend. Honestly, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to miss the beer poops in the morning.
Oh, yeah. It's still bad. I got my own bathroom now because of those things.
There you go. Yeah.
This is okay. Immediately, this one is. I like it much more.
Why?
Oh,
it just like it's not that I don't like about it. It's not like I don't like the other one, but this is like delicious.
Yeah,
delicious.
I agree. I mean, I feel like I can. I feel like I taste the lemon, and the lavender seems to add like a little bit of sweetness to it. So I feel like there's a little sweet and a little sour, but yet at the same time, I don't feel like the flavor is like overwhelming. I feel like it's in the background for me. So I like this. I know my girlfriend's going to like it. I know all the ladies that are going to come on the Next Level Sailing trip next week. I think they're all going to love these seltzers. And this is really good.
I like the other one better.
You like?
There's nothing wrong with this. It's not nasty. I just prefer the taste of the cucumber as opposed to, I've never been a big lavender guy. Lavender feels weird to me when you talk about drinking it.
Yeah,
so I'm more of a cucumber person. So
I think like,
cucumber is more along my liking.
If we have like two coolers, and one is the cucumber, and one is the lavender will be out before the cucumber one.
I think
because lavender is like a super white lady thing. Like white women love lavender. It's like it's great
that's,
for them.
That's really? Racist.
Yeah, it is racist. And by the way,
give me a white woman that don't like lavender.
Karen.
I must be a white woman at heart because I love lavender and lemon.
Hey, look, let me tell you guys. The other day, my daughter told me she liked this vitamin water, blueberry lavender. I had a sip of it. It was horrible. This lemon lavender, this is really good. And you know what I love, guys? I love the can because what you've given us here is the purple and the yellow, kind of the lavender yellow and the lemony colors. And it kind of looks like
Laker colors.
Alex, kind of looks like Laker colors. Yeah,
I know. Go Lakers.
Oh, dang. Now you notice that. That's right.
Yeah.
Very Lakers.
Yeah,
you know, the other Alex is a big Clipper fan, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Big
okay. So Clippers Lakers tonight, Alex from Hess Brewing versus Alex from Kaplan and Crew. Alex, who's going to win the game tonight?
Clippers. Easy. Even without Kawhi. Easy.
He doesn't even care about basketball till January. He said so.
Really?
Yeah,
even
that's true, dude. Even
with LeBron returning, you don't think the Lakers are going to win tonight?
No, I don't think they're a solid team. I really don't. Like, I think the chemistry is not there yet. Westbrook's messing up the chemistry that they built a few years ago when they won the championship.
I tend to agree with that.
I would say that the Lakers, historically, like this last decade, have been awful against the Clippers. I don't remember beating them very often for whatever reason. So history will tell you that the Clippers should win, but I don't like history. Okay. I look forward.
Lakers, hey, we're talking
by seven.
All right, we're talking to Alex and Paul from Hess Brewing. They're going to be bringing all the beer and the seltzers next Saturday, December 11th, when we get together with Next Level Sailing, Captain Fathom, Captain Troy Sears. We bring 75 people together. We go out on the Yacht America for a sunset cruise, and Hess Brewing will be there. It's Beer Friday on Kaplan and Crew, and it's being presented by Torrey Holistics. You can go to our website, kaplanandcrew.com, click on the Torrey Holistics banner. But when you go into Torrey Holistics, make sure you use our promo code HOLIDAYS, HOLIDAZE. Holidays is going to get you 20% savings. There's Alex right there. Look at him. He's got his Torrey Holistics bag. Holidays, HOLIDAZE. It's going to save you 20% when you spend $75 or more. Guys, I don't know, man. Maybe we should take Ruthie, who's going to be with us next week on the boat, and we take a little bit of this seltzer, and we take whatever she brings, or what kind of goodies she brings, and we put the two of them together. What do you think about that?
Oh, man.
That boat will be floating off the water.
You guys should collaborate with Torrey Holistics and make a CBD seltzer.
Oh, look at this guy. Ooh. Look at this guy bridging gaps.
It's a nice idea.
I want to really say, nice oh, by the way, I want to give these guys
Unity.
Some credit. I want to give these guys some credit. I'm not a big beer drinker. I've never been a big beer drinker, but I find things because of the longevity of this segment. And so there have been two beers that I have drank consistently on my own. And I'm not a bar. I don't go sit at a bar that doesn't have a TV with a game on. I've gone to Hess to get the Vietnamese stout mm-hmm. once a week.
Paul's
and
baby.
Every other week, I've gone to Pure to get their stout as well. And I got to tell you, man, you guys have done the best stout. And I will give you guys that award, hands down. All the stouts that we've had on this show and all the beers we've had on that show, those have consistently turned me into a person who drinks beer. I've been to your establishment multiple times. I've seen listeners there. They've said, what's up? And so I always want to take my hat off to you guys for that, because that's one of the tastier beers I've had.
Man, so not only did this beer just win silver at the County Fair, the International Beer Festival, we just got a Browner Award. I think that's
more important. That's important.
Right.
More important.
You got the big brown. That's what that's you right. got right there. So, Alex and Paul, what other beer did you guys send to us here? What else are we going to try here this afternoon?
So we got our Claritas, our Kölsch beer.
Claritas.
And this Claritas. This is also an award winner, right?
Yeah.
Gold medal.
What's on the can?
Gold medal.
Where is this on the can? Is that a church?
Yeah, it's actually a cathedral in Austria, in the city of Graz. Or I'm sorry. No, messed that one up. I was thinking of a different brand. No, that's a cathedral in the city of Cologne, because we make a Kölsch style beer. We can't say it's Kölsch, because real Kölsch is brewed in Cologne, Germany. And you have to be able to see the cathedral from your brewery to call it true Kölsch.
No way.
Yeah, it's kind of like champagne has to be from Champagne, France.
San Marzano tomatoes.
Exactly.
That's a deep cut right there.
So this is a Kölsch style beer? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So what's the difference?
It won a gold medal in 2016 at the World Beer Cup, which, for those people that aren't in the know, it's basically the Beer Olympics. Over 500 countries participate, like 2,200 something breweries participate. And this beer won Best Kölsch.
Best Kölsch. So I'm just trying to just tell me before I drink it, the difference between like a lager, an IPA, a stout. I mean, what is the category of Kölsch? What is that?
It's a German style light ale. It'll drink like a lager, but it'll have some qualities that are missing from lager. So like lager usually has a nice like sulfuric bite to it. This won't. It'll have a subtle fruit note that I associate with like Riesling grapes. So this is a good light beer for casual drinkers.
Oh, Browner, this should be me and you right here, buddy.
That's what I'm saying. I already cracked that joint open, took a sip, man. It was right up my alley.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So just by the way, I really did like the lavender lemon seltzer. That was my favorite of the seltzers. But this beer, like on first sip, this is a really nice, crushable, tasty, light kind of beer. I like this. Grande, what do you think about Claritas?
I think I don't know how many ounces of this I've had in my life. It's delicious. I've had so much of this, dude. It's so good.
It also helps that there's a guy on the thing with the dots. I appreciate that because sometimes I don't know what I'm getting into. And to be able to see that helps me pick a beer. So good on you guys.
That is really cool on the can. It's like there's malty on one end and hoppy on the other, and this is right in the middle. And then there's light on one side and dark on the other, and it's all the way to the light side. So that is kind of a cool addition to the can to let the non-sophisticated
right.
You know, amateur beer drinker like myself know what I'm getting into. That's a really good idea, guys.
Yeah, the only thing that this can is missing is that it actually just won gold again at the San Diego International Beer Festival.
Nice.
So once again, this is an award-winning beer.
Did you guys beat a brewery from Cologne? Like if it's an international beer festival, did you? Like,
yeah, well, I mean, any brewery throughout the world is allowed to participate, so yeah. Probably.
Suck it.
When you guys, don't know who you're beating. Unless they actively said, oh, we...
Where is the beer Super Bowl?
Yeah, the World Cup.
So the World Beer Cup, that's in Denver every year.
Yeah.
Okay. How many goals y'all bringing home from that? Can we talk some trash?
Dude, so it's been 2018? It's been a couple of years since we won there, but so usually the precursor to that is winning gold at international.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so hopefully Kolsch is coming back with a gold this year. So at least hopefully two gold.
They won the conference championship. They're on their way to the Super Bowl.
That's right. That's right. They've already
won the championship game.
That's right. They won the AFC championship game, and now they're headed to the Super Bowl. Look, for those of you that don't know Mike Hess Brewing, the website is simply that, MikeHessBrewing.com, MikeHessBrewing.com. For those of you that are coming out on the boat trip with us on Saturday, December 11th, we're going to have all kinds of Mike Hess Brewing products. You're going to meet Alex. You're going to meet Paul. You're going to meet these guys face to face. Hey, fellas, cheers to you. Have a great weekend. It is great to be with you guys. We got so much going on, college football, NFL football, NBA basketball, so much happening in the world of sports this weekend. And I would encourage everybody to try one of these Mike Hess Brewing products and enjoy a great weekend. Alex, Paul, great to be with you guys. Hey, all the radio listeners, it's Football Friday. So here comes the LA Football Network, and here comes Silver and Black tonight. And for everybody else, stick around. We got a separate ending for you guys that are podcasting with us. Have a great weekend, everybody. Peace out, radio listeners. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us for the week. It's been a great week. Started off with Browner, who had hair. Finished with Browner without hair, you know.
Come on, man. Why are you doing this to me?
Well, I mean, you look sharp, buddy. I think you look great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think you do. It's been a crazy week, though. I got to swear to you guys, man. This has been one of the craziest weeks, and I say it like that because, you know, we talk a lot of real-life stuff on the show, but we never get too deep into, like, overly personal stuff. But, man, oh, man, this has been a really, really rough week, man. I mean, off-air and in real life, there's been so much shit that has been going on. Browner came over to my house today to drop off this beer. Browner, you see what's going on in my house here?
It looked like the Avengers came to his house beating the aliens up.
Seriously, place is totaled, man. And you know, this all started with a leak underneath my house. And today there were five or six people all wearing hazmat suits underneath the house because there was a second leak. I didn't even know about it. And that led to more mold, which I didn't know about.
God.
I am so damn screwed. I'm going to be out of this house. I mean, I don't live here. I just worked out of the house. I'm going to be out of here till April or May. I'll bet you.
Damn.
That's not fun.
Dude, it is not fun. Not fun at all, you know? So anyway, you guys ready to have a good weekend? Nobody's going up to the San Diego State game. Nobody can make it up there.
Mm-mm.
That sucks.
Mm-mm. I got buddies coming over to the house, though. So we're going to be watching it here at the house.
Okay, got it. Browner, what do you got? You got any plans this weekend?
Traveling.
Really? Where are you going?
San Francisco.
For what?
Gotta move around. Gotta move around. It's about that time.
Hmm. Solo?
Come on, man. Ain't no other way. Have you met me before? Ain't no other way to go, baby.
When are you leaving? When are you leaving to go to San Francisco?
Tomorrow.
And when are you coming back?
Tuesday?
And you're doing the show from up there on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Flying?
Yeah. I ain't driving.
Well, you I wouldn't drive either. But I know, but...
I ain't gonna make it. I barely made it to your house today. Might be time for Mechanic Brown to kick in again.
Yeah, really. YouTube that shit. Mm-hmm. Grande, other than the San Diego State game, I mean, maybe you'll be watching the Lakers Clippers tonight. Other than the San Diego State Utah State game tomorrow, is it a college football all day for you?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, San Diego State basketball in the morning, San Diego State football in the midday, and then a brewery ugly Christmas sweater event in the evening.
Nice, nice. And then what are you guys doing for the games on Sunday?
Watching at a Bears bar.
Avoiding the Vikings game as much as possible.
Look at this guy. You're a fan, though. What do you mean?
I am a fan, but I'm just very scared of that game.
You got to watch it. Listen, if I could watch the Bears on Thanksgiving, you can watch the Lions and the Vikings tomorrow.
Yeah, really. It should be your punishment for being a Vikings fan that they play the Lions. I'm looking forward to Sunday, too. I'm going to watch the Chargers-Bengals early in the day. I'm going to watch the Rams and the Jaguars late in the day. And then I'm going to hit up that Sunday night football game, which I normally do, the Broncos and the Chiefs. And, so it's football wall-to-wall, although I will drive up tomorrow to Mount Sac Community College to watch my daughter play soccer. Hey, thanks, man. Thanks. I'm hoping something good happens for her. You know, if not, she's made her plans to go to Boise State. But even if she goes to Boise State, I'm like, you got to go play soccer.
How much is it going to cost you?
For her to go to Boise?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's actually, they have a thing where you get like California state tuition even in Boise. So
that's nice. That's smart of them.
Yeah. They treat you like an in-state student.
That's smart.
Yeah. So
nice.
Yeah. It's going to cost money though, for sure.
Nothing's free, brother. Nothing's free.
You know, that's a truth. Clean truth. All right. Hey, thanks to Mike Hess Brewing. Thanks to all of our great sponsors. Thanks to all of you, the great listeners and the great viewers. We so appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there. And we're back on Monday. Until then, peace out.
Peace.